Barstool Sports will be relocating to Manhattan. We want to take it to the world. But we're trying to take this site and crank it the f*** up.
They've conquered the internet.
What an idiot.
And now Barstool takes over the SiriusXM airwaves.
There they go! What's gonna happen?
Real.
The Finer Things Club, the Scumbag Club.
You are cute. Are you married?
I'm married to the game.
Unfiltered.
Stop sending the dick pics.
Controversial.
You're a bum.
I believe we're funnier, smarter, better, prettier than everybody else who is stealing our shtick on the internet.
By the common man. For the common man. Barstool Radio.
Coming to you from the Ivy in Buckhead, Georgia. This is Barstool Radio's coverage of Super Bowl 53.
All right, Barstool Radio, good afternoon. We are back Thursday, Super Bowl week. We got the squad, we got Dave, we got Kirk Minahan is back in the house. We got a very special guest, a longtime Stoolie, a longtime fan of Barstool. A lot of history, Greg Olson.
What's up, guys?
He's my number one guy, I think. I was saying before this, we were supposed to do a pizza review with Kyler Murray. And guys are late. Kyler Murray, we told him we had a hard out at 3:40. And he was like, not that late, 3:45.
Oh, it's today?
Today. It was supposed to be today. I said, no, I do not make my guy, Greg Olson, wait. He's done things for us, very few athletes, which I respect. You're not always the smartest on your football takes, but you left me when you were in the Super Bowl, when you guys got smoked by the Broncos. He left Media Day early to join us, which is
I remember that, yes.
Huge props, came on the Comedy Central show. He's been with us forever, so I do very much appreciate the longtime support.
Appreciate that.
All the way back to the kickball days.
When you got embarrassed.
Well, you guys lost later in the kickball, but glad to have you. And we were going back and forth. We'll get right into it because the Patriots, I feel like many people have beaten you into submission a little bit. The first time.
I've never lost to the Patriots in the regular season since I've been in Carolina, just for the record.
Have you ever played them?
Yeah.
I mean, regular season. All right. Right.
I haven't played you in the Super Bowl
right,
yet.
Because you were once.
The year the I made it, you lost to the Broncos. Correct. That
right,
was tough.
Right.
For
but
you.
They go every year. So we're not going to go. I'm not going to save you from
you're
that.
Right.
You came into the green
I've
room.
Played in more Super Bowls than you have.
Oh, we're going to go that road. This is like. That's the only take you have now. It's true.
I
went on Wikipedia. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That is true.
I have probably been in more like Super Bowl after parties.
Yeah, you've gone to like more parties. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, that's
Listen,
great,
Greg,
though.
If you're going to do
Let's
the whole.
Let's keep going.
If you're
going to
do the whole,
no,
I never played football.
I'm not
fact,
doing that.
I mean, you've been arrested more.
That's true. Well, I don't know.
Oh, is that true?
No, I've never been arrested.
Yeah, one nothing. So there you go.
Congrats on that.
Thank you. You can't. You see, there's actual odds on me getting arrested. There's legitimate odds, plus 155, which is crazy low.
That's not great numbers. Yeah,
that makes me think.
That's an insult
they
to
know
you.
Something. No.
Yeah, they're gunning
oh plus 155.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on. Oh, you're.
Yeah, they're gunning for you.
You're fucked.
You said coming in when we're arguing, if Brady loses, if the Patriots lose, do they become LeBron?
I asked you.
What?
I didn't tell you that.
Crazy.
I asked him that.
But when you ask a question,
heard, you know, every time LeBron loses a championship, you're the first one to jump his shit, right?
Correct, but he's lost more than he's won.
No, fair enough. All I did was, I didn't say I believe that. I told you I was picking the Patriots and that Brady's the best. I get all that. I'm asking you, if he goes 5-4 in his 9 trips, does that conversation come up?
No. I think when you ask that question, you're sort of saying that's what you feel if he loses.
Well,
I think it's a fair question.
I've backed Greg over the corner or over the course of the last 5 years into a corner a little bit with the Patriots because I am so pro-Patriots. You've been forced to defend them.
I'm not anti-Patriots by any stretch.
There's a part of you like I hope they don't win because Dave's going to bury me.
No. Bury me. What
yeah, bury you.
What's it have to do with me?
Well, we have this rivalry of sorts.
I have zero animosity or rivalry with the Patriots. Every time I've played them in Carolina, we've beaten you.
But nobody cares about
you
the regular
season.
You have
done a great job beating the Jets and the Dolphins and everybody. I know the record versus everybody else. The bottom line is your division.
Yeah, you own Bill Belichick.
No, I don't.
You've never lost him.
I've never won a Super Bowl. I'm not. I don't live in fantasy land.
I remember the first time we had the Super Bowl couch, the first time we had it.
How far you've come, by the way, from that?
Oh, it's quite different. Ooh. It is quite different. Although still banned by the NFL.
Your body is better. Like if you took your shirt off now versus then, you'd look a lot better now.
A lot better. We went shirtless, Dan and I, with Greg.
Greg's
an attractive guy. He's handsome. Intimidate you with his looks. And I see you, by the way, getting very fancy. Like, you didn't even give me that heads up. I see you in the Fox set. You're like a talking head now.
I can't keep up. It's hard to give you a heads up on everything.
Well, I'd like a heads up on that. It's like, oh, my friend Greg is on the Fox set. Maybe give me a heads up so I don't see it.
That's on me.
Yeah. I didn't think they'd pick you. You're too cookie cutter. You know,
it looks like the third Winklevoss twin.
Ooh, that's mean. A Ken doll.
That's not a bad thing from Facebook, from the social network.
What cookie cutter in what regard? That what I say, I actually know what I'm talking about? Like, what exactly do I not?
Your look.
Because I'm a white guy?
Yeah, white guy, blonde hair, Ken doll looking guy.
Doesn't play quarterback.
Yeah, it's just kind of basic.
Guys like me have to be good.
4 years ago, we sat, and you were kind of like, well, I asked you a very fair question. I'm like, do you regret that you were never on the Patriots because you don't get to play in the Super Bowl every year, win Super Bowl? It happened that you went the next year,
right,
and you shoved it in
Ask
my face.
Ask me again.
Yeah. Now do you regret that you didn't get to play with the Patriots?
Whatever that answer was that year, I want that exact answer run back on tape so I go to Super Bowl next year.
Yes. That was the only time. How many years you got left?
This will be 13. If I could stop breaking my foot, I think I could play for a while.
That's called being old.
It is being old. That's fair.
Next question. You're not up for Man of the Year this year?
Nah. Not up for Man
Kirk,
of the Year.
This guy lost the Man of the Year award more years consecutively than any human who's... Every year he made it.
Yeah.
So and every year bounced.
So what happened was they changed the rule this year. They should call it the Olsen rule. Remember, like, you guys got the Tuck rule and stuff? They should call it the Olsen rule. They now don't pick three finalists anymore because there was always an odd man out and you can only be nominated three times. So I wasn't able to be nominated again this year. But obviously,
right,
not someone can't come back and win. So the year I went, both Fitzgerald and Eli Manning, Larry Fitzgerald and Eli Manning and I were the three. They picked two winners of the three and I sat there and lost. The next year, I come back saying, all right, now it's my chance to win. And they gave it to J.J. Watt for saving the world. So.
That charity.
I've $40 million. What the hell? 100 times.
This year, I was talking to Chris Long. I think he's a shoe-in for this year.
He's got to win it.
We actually have Kyle Rudolph coming in after this. Now, he's a Team Portland guy who will wear proudly the sweatshirt.
Right.
He wore it on the way. So we are actually going to become the place for losers. I don't think he's going to win either, even though he has a great cause and a very emotional video. He won the social vote, but maybe you can give him some advice on how graciously
I won the
lose.
Social event, the social vote first time. It means nothing. There are some people that think I didn't win because I came on your show.
Who are those people?
People in the business.
Oh, the NFL. I could see that. Of
the
course.
NFL saying screw Olsen
because you like
they
you're friendly
I was
with
a
us.
Supporter of the Barstool.
Come on.
I'm just. I don't believe that.
Oh,
I'm
that surprises you, Dave. Come
yeah,
on.
I mean, you think they'd hold a grudge against Greg Olsen?
They hold a grudge against anybody who associates themselves with Barstool Sports. They fucking hate you.
They do not like me.
They don't like you.
They don't.
I'm trying to think who's won an award. Well, we'll find out. Chris Long is a very clear Barstool supporter.
He's gonna win. He's got to have the odds, right?
I would think so. Because he donated all the money, right?
He gave his check. He does good work. He's been in the league. You know, he checks all the boxes.
I think if it's a blowout, the guy will win. But if it's close, they can hold
that. So they bring all 32 nominees now to honors. And then now there's 31 guys like me who sit there and lose.
Oh, wow.
So it's better. You're not by yourself.
The other thing that I love, these are like, I don't mean to just like kind of suck your dick the whole show. But another Greg Olsen fact. Which I liked. We did the party, which you're not coming to Rough and Rowdy, which is a shame.
I've never been to Rough and Rowdy.
It's the best thing we do. It is an electric environment. I had a table set, big thing, Greg Olsen, because he came to our party last year, which sucked. And
you left before I did.
I saw him in the hallway. We were both walking out. His table, which he paid for, he didn't ask me. People were sitting at your table. You couldn't get rid of them.
It was like a balcony. It wasn't even like a table. It was like this, and they just moved it into like a balcony walkway between.
Yeah,
it was,
that's tough.
That wasn't great.
So what do you do? I always wonder, guys like you, what are you doing here? Like, what just FaceTime with people? I mean, obviously doing this, but besides stuff, business-wise, what are you, like, just getting your face out there for your next career?
No, there's, like, work to be done. You work
with
different companies. Like, this morning I worked with Coke at Radio Row, and you do 3 hours, and you're there, and you're promoting. You're on behalf of them, and you go to all the different
shows.
How
do you promote Coke? Just drink Coke?
Yeah, there's, like, a community effort that we do with them, Coca-Cola and their bottlers and their campaigns that they have with these, like, mini cans, and for every can built, they give money to the community and whatnot. So they package it. There's messaging. And so I have one today. I have one for Bridgestone tomorrow, event. You know, so there's events that go on, and they package the media component with corporations and intertwine it and, you know, whatever.
Were your people, were your agents, were they the one like you lost that because you're friends with Dave?
He didn't want me to come here. I had to beg him.
Bullshit.
I'm just kidding. He loves you more. He loves you more than I do.
Yeah, once you get in, you know, it's like we're not going to ambush. I mean, I'm not even – if I was, I'd be like, well, what happened to one of your teammates? But I won't say that because one of your teammates was supposed to do a pizza review and he bailed.
I speak for myself.
I know you do, and I always appreciate that. So you got that today. What's your thoughts on the Super Bowl? Who do you think is going to win?
I think you guys are going to win.
Close?
Hell yeah. I think I heard you say it in one of your spiels and big talks. You guys typically – win or lose close.
They're the close. I mean, outside right? of when I would say the Philadelphia game with McNabb when he puked. Yeah. Other than that, all the games have
That was still a three-point game.
Yeah, it was, but that didn't have like the the others were literally of the game type situation.
Right.
And you guys thrive in that. You know, Brady thrives, your situational awareness, you guys doing every single minute little situation and going over it is the difference in a lot of those games.
What about the, and I've been beating this drum, and Brady has been still here. Edelman, there's that clip when the Patriots scored. He's like, you're too old. So this belief that the Patriots are underdogs this year, which I am buying into.
Yeah. Let me ask you this hypothetical. So the Brady one I agree with you on. What's the narrative last Monday if D. Ford lines up a half a yard onside?
It's a tough loss.
No. It's one touchdown, three picks.
Brady throws three picks.
Yeah, it's a different.
And the last interception.
Oh, right. The media says he's dead.
Right. So it's funny how they're world beaters. There's never been anything like them. And they are, right? The proof is in the results. But I think that loss for Kansas City is way worse than what happened in New Orleans.
Really?
If I'm Kansas City, as disappointed as New Orleans is, bad pass interference, refs miss calls. All game, every game, there's shit calls. If I wake up, I'm looking at D4 being like, dude, if you literally just fall on the ground on sides and not move a muscle,
right.
We win. We're going to the Super Bowl. That's worse to me.
But that's your own. You're mad at D4.
I'm not mad. I'm just, that's the facts.
Well, you wouldn't be mad at him?
I'd be like, come on. Just line up on sides.
I mean, the Saints, it's out of their control. Like, they did enough.
This guy
wants to
ask something.
That's a good point. This guy just said he wouldn't have been where he was.
He's exactly
had
right.
He lined
very
up
hard. The pressure on him.
No, I think he just. Oh,
he just means,
been
he just
backwards.
Means physically in be a different position. Yeah, he's right. Yeah. I can't argue that.
It's a fair point.
What he just said is accurate. If he didn't line up like, where he was.
So what you're saying is if he was onside, he wouldn't be offside.
Your left tackle was 2 yards off the ball. I mean, we can get into semantics, and we can get into alignments all night
long.
But
somebody on the Chiefs did something wrong. So that's your own – you can internalize.
No, but where he's right, though, is if it's a pick, you know, Kellerman, friggin' Rob Parker, they are pounding that drum.
In our world, you can't control what happens outside of your control, right? So me controlling the refs, worrying about refs, worrying about the other team, worrying about what jersey color – what hotel, all that shit has no control. You control whether you line up on sides. It's a worse way to lose a trip to the Super Bowl than a bad call, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have to rely on anybody else but yourself. Just line up.
But, one
does feel stolen, though, right?
Right, because you did theoretically.
Yeah, you won the game.
If I was a Saints fan and I was a player, of course.
I mean, you said there's shit calls all the time, but that's an extreme.
Let's go back to our Super Bowl, right? And we never made a big – we weren't petitioning senators and shit the whole congressional
hearing. I'm very curious to hear what you think you got screwed on.
Second possession of the game, the drive we ended up getting strip sacked, Jericho Cotchery caught the ball. They reviewed it. He caught the ball under. They didn't think there was enough evidence to overturn it. A play or two later, it was like a 30-yard catch. They don't overturn it upon replay. A play or two later, third down, he strip sacks a touchdown.
What's the final score in that game?
It wasn't very close.
They scored their touchdowns off.
But you guys got dominated that game. No offense. I mean, Greg.
It was 17-10 in the fourth quarter, so it was dominated. And then they got a touchdown on a strip sack.
How many nights sleep have you lost over the Super Bowl?
No, I'm just telling you. We can go round and round in circles, but we never were out there the days after bitching and
bad calls happen
every game.
But I think you're right. A bad call happens in the first quarter. No one remembers that.
It's just as impactful as the fourth quarter.
But that's not – but nobody's getting – it's just not the way it works, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. We agree.
The bad calls are bad calls. I think, but I think to like what they're doing now is just enough. Like a couple days, you get your time to vent. It's over now. Like enough.
Do you think at all like that there should be, they should look into some sort of situation or change rules wise where they can overrule?
You can't do that. I don't know how they're. You cannot review pass interference.
So basically,
where is the line in the same? You would never be able to do it.
And this idea about every play is reviewable for a penalty, we're going to review every run play that gains 10 yards and say the right guard tackled.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to retroactively penalize a team. It's absurd.
It's insane. You
just to play devil's advocate, though. I mean, look at the implications that the Saints suffered, even though they did everything that you're supposed to do. They
but
won that, the
but
first
game. But you can't make you can't
but
make
in today's day and age when they are
you can't make decisions from like an extreme.
But there is a million sports examples of teams winning or losing based on critical
human error,
controversial calls, and one side says it wasn't. One side, it's happened in 100 sports. It happened to the Red Sox with the home run, right? Well, weren't you guys involved in like a real controversial thing in the playoffs, or was it that who was against the Yankees, or was it Houston a couple years
this
ago?
This year, oh, okay,
and
I remember.
Jumped in and they ruled the fan interference.
Oh, yeah.
But there was also one off the scoreboard, but the Red Sox ended up winning. So
My point is, there's a million off the top.
Yeah,
of
a World Series ended. There was the Cardinals and the Royals.
Whatever.
Royals
it was, there's a million examples of calls, and
it
sucks
error.
When you're on that side. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you think you'd feel differently at all if it was you?
Of course.
I mean, you can tell he's still mad about a play that he openly says couldn't be reviewed.
Well, it was reviewed. They just didn't overturn.
What is Ryan? I don't want to make this a path. What I thought you guys, what is going on with you guys? Why do you stink?
We stunk the last eight games for sure.
What happened?
We struggled. Obviously, Cam got hurt. I got hurt. We stunk. You know, we just didn't play well. There's no way around it. We were 6-2, one of the top teams in the league.
You know what happened? I'll tell you what happened.
You picked us against the Steelers
night? Yes, I did. And I put you in one of my teams that could win the Super Bowl. I had like four of them.
Yeah,
you scored quickly against Pittsburgh, gave up 70 straight.
Yeah,
so done.
That game, and then we just never recovered, and we went 1-7 to finish the season. Not great.
All right, we got Greg Olson at house. Can you do another segment with us?
Yeah.
All right, we got to hit a break.
Curious his take on the NFL versus Barstool. He may be a puppet of the man a little bit now, so we'll see if he can come clean.
I always tell you when you're wrong, and I always tell you when you're right.
Okay, so I'm curious to hear.
Nice little teaser heading into the next segment. On our way out, got to remind you, with the big game around the corner, I'm stocking up on Hell of a Good dips for all my football viewing and entertaining this year. Hell of a Good makes the tastiest best dip that lives up to its name. Every single dip, whether it's a game night or even a Tuesday night, Hell of a Good dips are always a crowd pleaser. Made with real milk and cream with flavorful spices, Hell of a Good makes each dip deliciously creamy. Available in 7 delicious flavors, including everyone's
He's
favorite.
He's laughing at your read.
It's
I don't know why.
It's a sick plug. It's a sick plug.
It's a good read.
It's a French great. Onion, limited edition.
This is the longest plug.
Listen, we don't
We're only halfway through it. Limited edition dill pickle, jalapeno, cheddar, buttermilk ranch, and more. Hell of a Good pairs perfectly. I can't read it faster than this. With all of your favorite dippables. Chips and chicken wings, veggies, pretzels, even steak and more. New this season, check out the Hell of a Good football. I've seen it. It's awesome. A football-shaped container that serves your chips and dip together perfectly to enjoy during the game.
Well,
I think
great.
I'm reading it pretty fast. After all, Hell of a Good dip is for your Hell of a Good moments. Find Hell of a Good dips in the dairy aisle. Today, we'll be back.
You didn't think that was insane?
I have to do that every time,
that
Greg.
That was preposterous.
All right, we got our good friend Kyle Rudolph in the house as well. Another
Team Portmore. Not afraid to wear the colors, though. He wore them on the plane over. I really did appreciate that. Other guys who are Team Portmore, who play tight end in the NFL, who may or may not be on the couch next to me, have never donned the colors and says he doesn't have to. And then also claims he heard whispers he didn't win the Man of the Year award because of his affiliation with Barstool Sports. So that wouldn't bode well for you, Kyle.
That's not a good sign for this weekend.
The good news for you is I hope you win. If you don't win, 31 guys share the loss with you.
Yes.
I came in third out of three. I'm the only person in history of award shows when there's three nominees, the other two both get to accept the trophy, and you got to sit in the audience alone.
I mean, I've never heard of that before.
It's
any
insane.
Three-person contest.
It's actually like me. It would be like if you had like cameras on people. Do they have cameras?
Yeah, yeah.
So is it the three boxes? Like Greg Olson's face? They know.
I had to like do that like fake you didn't win an Oscar and you're like fake proud of everybody else.
I always
you know?
Go to the Joey Tribbiani when he talks about that the daytime TV awards. And he's like, you got to practice your like. You're not so disappointed that you didn't. Yeah. You're kind of happy for the guy that won that face.
Who do you think the favorite? I know who I think the favorite is. Who do you think the favorite is?
I mean, it's hard to tell with again, there's no finalists. So you've got 32 guys that are all doing great stuff all across the league. You know, you have older guys. One of your teammates in Julius Peppers, a guy who's had an unbelievable career on the field, obviously did a ton of stuff, a lot of hurricane relief recently.
They already did the hurricane thing, though, last year.
With JJ.
Absolutely.
Right? So well, they checked that box.
$40 million.
Yeah. Hurricanes keep happening.
That's
though,
why we knew Greg had no chance. So
no chance last
year. Yeah, no chance.
When they left me out and I came in third out of three in Houston? Were we in Houston? It was in Houston, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And then I thought for sure, if that hurricane doesn't hit, I got that in the bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It was tough. It's just
you can look
Mother
at one
Nature's
or two ways.
It's like Mother Nature's undefeated.
You almost were victimized as much as the people who were part of that hurricane, in a weird way, depending on how you look at it. Depending on how you look at it, Greg.
He's like, I'm not going
to get that one.
Yeah. That would be made. That would be a huge headline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Olsen thinks he's no different than
Hurricane Rob's Olsen.
Yeah. A weird note that Frankie just told me. So his name's Luke Wilson, right? Luke Wilson, tight end. Who's he play for now?
You guys got the tight end market covered.
Detroit. So he was here on the radio earlier with Dan PFT. And what was it? What did he say?
So they were talking about something regarding weed and Goodell. So I guess Luke Wilson said his buddies wanted him to ask Goodell if he smokes weed. And he mentioned that on the show. And then by the time he got off this stage at the Ivy, downstairs was a guy from the league here to drug test him.
But it would be PED, right? But still, why would you show up here to do that randomly?
I've had in other cities. I mean, that's a huge coincidence.
I mean, how would they even know he's here?
They did it in the bathroom at the Ivy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, while Barstool's at the Ivy always.
But it's also, you know, they call it the street drugs. Yeah. You know,
but that doesn't start until the new league year.
Exactly. That's not until April. And so, I mean, that would have to just be a random PED test.
We get PED tested throughout the year. Yeah, you only get street drugged one time. And once you check that box, you're done until the next league year.
We are, as you said, by the way, weirdly like a tight end.
Why is that? I have
no idea how that happens.
It's like hockey players and tight ends are like.
Because we're relatable.
And quarterbacks.
We're relatable.
Yeah.
Because we're relatable.
Is that?
I don't know. I'm going with that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
That's what you say. So, yeah, but I will say, if Kyle doesn't win, and I mean, you have much greater odds than when you were there because it's three with you. He still has – there's no finalists even though you had JJ. We will become like a Madden curse of sorts, like a Sports Illustrated curse, a Walter Payton Man of the Year curse.
Yeah, you'll
be done. You won the – and by the way, I don't want – this probably you could look at both ways. He also won the social vote. You also won the social vote. So apparently
I don't think anyone that's ever won the social vote has won the actual award.
It doesn't.
So what's the point of the social vote? I saw your video.
Because they get 7 bazillion tweets around the program, and it goes crazy viral, and it gets great recognition, and for them that's a lot of it.
For Nationwide, I mean, they're giving even more money for charity, so it's a cool
deal. It's great for the charities. Yeah. The charities are the ones who max out this.
But if you want to win, you got to do a shitty social job, basically.
Yeah, it seems so. You got to, like,
well,
totally,
I mean, JJ was certainly social. By the way, I think Chris Long is the favorite. That's who I think.
Absolutely, what he's done over the last couple of years, no question.
And I generally just go with, like, what I hear in the news. So, like, Chris was a national story when it was going on.
That's good, though, to just rely on, like, snippets of, like, national news coverage to, like, form. That's a good way to form opinions. That works out.
I didn't say that's how I form opinions.
That's how you get your information. Got it.
That's Greg. Well, I don't know if you're familiar. I run an international website, so I see a lot of news. I'm not just pulling snippets.
Oh, okay, I got
it. You're, like, in the gym lifting weights or doing what you do. I read.
Right.
So I'm very fluent in what's going on in the world.
How international are we?
I'm pretty friggin' international.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying the things that you hear about tend to translate to who wins.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And to that, like, all 32 nominees in their market, they're the nominee for that team. They're getting all the pub in that market. So, you know, going off of...
Yeah, there is a national component. There's a let's be honest. Let's call it what it is. There's a popular name component to this entire thing, right? Like, we all live in the real world. I get it. It's just part of the deal.
You don't think you're popular?
Not as popular as Eli Manning and Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, those are
not as popular as
Jay.
I've lost to Larry Fitzgerald, JJ Watt, and Eli Manning.
What's Eli Manning do? He forges his footballs. How is that a Man of the Year award? The guy's having some scrub in the back sign a football. I mean, Eli Manning, that you lost to the Mannings. You didn't lose to Eli. That's an inside
job. I've lost to the Mannings twice now. Super Bowl and Man of the Year. The Mannings are all over my life.
You didn't really lose to Peyton, though.
No, we lost to the defense.
Yeah, that Peyton was a
You team. Lost to
and
Peyton.
And we have another. We got two guys, by the way, sitting on here who are supposed to be on very good teams and both missed the playoffs. People with you guys are saying once a quarterback change, but by the way, pass this along. Kirk Cousins, you know when his downfall was? He sued us for the T-shirt. How do you like it? You start suing us. Direct relationship to career going down the hill.
Yeah. Rebuttal.
That's
rebuttal.
That's what you have to do as a broadcaster.
Just
exactly.
Rebuttal.
Facilitate conversation.
Go.
No, I think talking about our season.
Yeah.
More so him suing Barstool. No. I want to hear more about that. We're not really concerned about your season and his contract. Let's talk about him suing Barstool because that's
wrong.
Fascinating.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting play.
Probably not a good play.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
And it was you like that was the slay.
You like it was when he came out with the Redskins and he brought it with him. We tried.
It wasn't like how do you like that?
It was like you like that? Yeah, it's the Redskins play. Yeah.
I mean, you can't really go anywhere without hearing that at this point. Like whenever he goes somewhere, people say that to him. But suing over it, I mean,
you could have been like, hey, I'm boys with those guys, like. Yeah.
I didn't know him at the time.
True. Fair.
So, I mean, I definitely would step in now for you. Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
And what if he called you for some back-end action? Would you have played game?
Totally. Yeah. We always do
that. That's the move, right?
We totally do that.
Right? Yeah,
I never understand athletes like you guys. And if you donate for charity, and there's all different variants. You guys are the wealthiest of the wealthy. You make so much money, it makes me want to puke. I work twice as hard on making a tenth of what you guys make. It's disgusting. And then you have guys
fair
who,
enough.
Like,
poor Dave.
Poor Dave. But you have guys who want like cuts of merch. It's like you can get like 30 to 40 grand max. Like what? Why are you wasting your time when you're making millions?
Well, like,
I never understand.
PFT
that.
And Big Cat did the Big Country shirts a couple years ago and raised a ton of money for the children's hospital that we're supporting.
Yeah, and we will do that. Like that,
awesome.
He did it with the Watt thing
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like
awesome.
We're happy to do it. Like we don't necessarily do it. Like oh, we're trying to take. It's like I would never think an athlete necessarily cares. So to
yeah,
speak.
Yeah. I think it's tough. I think. For something innocent and fun like that to kind of capture that initial momentum and kind of the energy around like a fun, I don't know, like viral kind of deal like that, I get. But there is sort of the idea where you have to protect like your own rights. You can't just let people just haphazardly just have open season on your name and your picture and your face and your.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys just have teams, right? Like their team goes
yeah,
out
and it's their job to protect
Absolutely.
Your best interest. So it's not necessarily always the player. A lot of these players, I know, we don't know anything.
Right,
so
like if every T-shirt came on their table, like
that's I would love you to have. I would love to have said something cool and you guys.
You've
it,
done
like,
it. You've
have
done,
my face.
You,
on
you
your
have,
shirt.
But you ban us from talking about it. And we honor that.
That's fair.
And it would sell
a billion of them. It would sell
a billion of them.
If we did this unnamed thing that we'll talk about elusively, and sat on a cat, it would literally blow up the internet. We're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about what we're talking about. But I dream of a day when I can talk about it.
One day. That day will come.
Do you know what we're talking about?
No, I don't.
I will tell you off the air.
We'll talk later about what we're talking about. We'll tell you to talk about it.
You definitely know my guess is what we're talking about. But
I would fucking love to talk about it.
Let's go back to the days of, like, you two. You're a Notre Dame guy. You're a Miami guy. Catholics versus the convicts.
I also went to Notre Dame for a short time.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
How different are you? How much older are you than him?
Just a little.
I came out and I got drafted in 07.
11.
Never in college at the same time?
No.
Got it.
I was at Notre Dame for like 3 months.
Why did you leave?
South Bend, Miami.
It was great. It was awesome. It was great.
A little different vibe. Yeah, a little different vibe.
No, it was fine. It was good. Who was your coach?
Charlie.
Okay, yeah.
What are both your thoughts? Oh, you know who I was going to say? You know who loves us? The NFL, as much as the NFL doesn't like us, the Players Association loves us.
Yeah.
Loves us. Like, Demario Smith, right? That's his name. Biggest Barstool guy there is. It works.
Your enemy's enemy is my friend,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So what do you think? Have you been following what's happening this week?
I have. I saw your charades. I saw.
So
they checked my pass immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we got.
They, like, put my thing like I was trying to get.
That's his fault.
In the vault. I mean, it was like they were doing like my eye scan to get into media day today.
That's what they do. Now, they've told me, so we got kicked out. They don't issue us credentials because Deflategate. So both PFT and I got escorted out. And I mean, the NFL wanted to prosecute. Like, the local cops had to be like, are you guys serious? Like, this is a joke, right? But they have said, Mercedes-Benz, if I step in the stadium, they're going to arrest me. I plan on going to the game.
And there's can you go to the? You can go to the game. They can't stop you from going to the game.
Yes, they can. They
why?
Had,
on what grounds?
It's
trespassing.
But I heard that.
Yeah, they literally had the Mercedes-Benz. It's a Mercedes-Benz stadium. The rep from Mercedes-Benz came out and said, you're banned from going there.
So are you
going
to go?
Oh, yeah. But that's
the, in disguise or that's you?
I haven't decided.
There's, yeah, we can't talk about that.
There's literal odds that you
can't give away war secrets.
Says it's plus if I go to the game, plus 155, I get arrested. That's wildly low. Like, just I thought it would be like plus 1,000. That's basically even money saying if I go, I'm getting arrested.
If you go dressed as you, you'll be outed by the first quarter. People will want you to get arrested, like people listening right now. And I think, like, stoolies will be yelling
and you
and
think
screaming.
The NFL would literally go, hey, you, come, you're arrested for watching the game?
That's what you just told me. So, yeah, I guess.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, no.
I think stoolies want you to get arrested because I think it would be hilarious for everyone but you.
Not Patriot fans. This is a big day.
You think they need you at the game?
Yeah. They don't need me, but they want me there. It's like
what you should do is you should ask Kraft if you could sit in his box.
I don't think he'd do it. He loves me. I don't think he'd do it.
It's a great idea.
It is. That would be such a fuck you to Goodell.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
I don't know that he'd have the balls to do it.
That would be insane.
I mean, it would be the number one like F you Roger Goodell thing. They may fight in the box.
Peyton had the shirt on, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Saw that.
Oh yeah. That was big.
Yeah. I mean, the Saints and the Patriots have always been kind of, you know, a lot allies in their hatred of Goodell. Because as much as I say he screwed Brady and the Patriots, I mean, he kind of ruined the Saints for a while there. He suspended Peyton for a whole year over Bounty Gate, which you guys probably can speak to more than me. Seems like something that probably a lot of teams were doing and wasn't really that big of a deal.
I never heard of it. I had never been.
So you think that punishment was fair for that?
I think they sometimes go extreme.
Absolutely.
To nip it in the bud. The penalty needs to be so over the top harsh that the thought of someone else doing it again, it puts that flame out instantly. I think it's on purpose. I think Goodell is way smarter than you think Goodell is.
Oh, I think he's a rock.
I don't think he.
All right, if he's so smart, why doesn't he give us credentials? Because then we go away. We're not a problem anymore.
I think that there is an element to the NFL where a feud with you is good. Yeah,
so you think absolutely. He's that smart?
I think Goodell is way smarter and craftier and has much better sense than you think he does.
So you think
in my dealings with him, I've always come away saying, I think he has a good grip on what's going on. I think he's a lot higher up than you do.
I think you're easily bamboozled. No, I don't think
I don't.
He has that type of forethought.
How much time have you spent personally with Goodell?
Zero.
Boom. Boys, I hate to do this. We're up against a hard break. We got a lot of guests to get in out
well,
of here.
Well, Greg's going to run out on that after he has no defense for the Goodell.
I felt great about that. Yeah.
I thought you might
fun.
Like that.
Yeah.
I thought he might like that.
That
Kyle Rudolph, Greg Olson, we appreciate you guys coming on.
I need that hat. Kyle has to leave yet. We have those.
You're sticking?
I need that hat. He's staying.
Looks
I'm
like
staying.
He's hanging. I want a
the
hat
rope like
Barstool
that.
Hat?
The rope Barstool hat is money.
It's as good as it gets.
I'm not going to give it to you if you don't wear it. You never wear anything we give you.
I need that hat.
If you'll wear it, we'll get it for you.
Is it here?
No.
You're having the one
sick
on his head.
Merch
we'll talk
job.
To somebody. You can have this one.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Quick reminder, Barstool Radio Atlanta, sponsored all week long by our good friends at Bud Light. Thanks again to Bud Light. Keep drinking them all week long. We'll be back.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was fun. All right. We are back. Big show for Barstool Radio. Also, big day for Kirk Minahan this morning.
Uh-huh.
Confronted Roger Goodell. First of all, how'd that come about?
So I was staying at the same hotel that Goodell's staying at, I guess. I didn't know that. So I went for my run this morning, went down on the escalator.
Hardo.
What?
Do you go for a run every morning?
Yeah, I do.
Hardo.
Well, That does not qualify.
You threw it in, but go ahead.
Well, I think it's pertinent to the story.
Kirk Minahan runs. We get it. Stays in shape.
By the way, a lot
of tweets are in the break being like, let Kirk speak. We didn't tune in to hear all relax.
You are so governed by Twitter. I mean, what do you care?
I just.
Tell him to fuck off. You're doing fine. Did you ask?
I don't need your approval.
You asked Herschel a really good question.
Which was?
I have Andrew Luck, Oliver Luck question about the Sun and the Super Bowl.
That was
one
brilliant.
Of the great questions I've ever heard.
That was brilliant.
It's one of the best questions I've
Continue
ever heard.
Continue with your story, run boy.
That was a good one. I didn't. Your Herschel one was okay.
What was the Herschel one?
I don't even remember.
Atlanta athletes, maybe?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mountain Rush.
Luck one was great. That was the hypothetical.
So yeah. I went for a run. I worked on my abs a little bit. And then I went down the escalator, and I see Goodell by himself. And it's off-putting because you expect him to be surrounded by people.
Totally.
Right? So I have a quick moment. And like like a barracuda. I get my periscope on, and I go right at him. And I say to him, you know, whatever, Mr. Goodell. And then he turns and he looks at me. I said, I got a chance to ask you a question at the press conference.
Did he know you were trouble right away?
Well, I'm walking at him, obviously covered in sweat after my run. And I have the phone out like this. So I think he knew that there was some trouble. So maybe I didn't handle that well. I don't know. So I say, Roger, you know, didn't get a chance to ask this question. He's like, I'm done doing that. Now, my first thought is, this is a guy who claims that he's
available
all the time. He's also making $30 million. $40 million a year. So I go up there, and he's like, I don't want to talk. And I said, I just want to ask you one question about Barstool. He said, hey, I don't want to talk, and he just kind of did that to me.
That looked like a vicious assault. Yeah.
I can tell you this. I'm not lying to you. So Goodell hit me. The guy goes to SoulCycle 5 days a week. I have been pissing blood all day. I've been shitting blood all day. My right side is completely numb, and I already have memory loss.
Have you seen a doctor?
I may have. I don't remember.
So legally,
there's a lot of things, and obviously your family has been involved in this now, and I appreciate that, your dad reaching out and helping you. It's nice to have some legal representation.
Well, he's there for the program.
Well, I know that.
Be careful what you wish for, but anyway.
Well, anyway, so
he'll call
so,
you
so the whole thing happens.
You're in for a long ride.
So we're making our way together, he and I have the thing out, and I suck at Periscope, so it's like all over the place. So we get to the end, which we're still in the public hotel. I'm a man. He's a man. I'm just asking questions. And he walks into the breakfast thing, and he's like, you can't come in here, you know. And I said, my foot didn't go over the line. Security comes flying in, and they're like, you can't do that. I said, I did not go in there. And I put the camera up to the woman, asked her to apologize. She did. But, I mean, I don't think you can come to any other conclusion. It felt to me, remember when they cut Mel Gibson's ribs at the end of Braveheart?
Yep.
When they torture him?
Yes.
I know what that's like.
That's what happened?
Yeah, I got attacked. And by the way, in the last couple of days, could I do more for you guys?
Well, I actually said that I expected a two-hour victory lap from you today on the show.
We've
had a lot of guests.
I got bogged down by fucking, I know. It's like being a Larry King. Every time I turn, there's a lot of guests, right?
There's a lot of guests. While you're asking for praise,
no?
I think it's only fair that I get credit for giving you credit after you demanded credit. I made it very clear
I said, this is not your day. I said, credit is not about you.
Kirk Minahan, which is exactly what Tommy?
I was nodding in agreement with you.
In green?
Which is what he does all
I
day
agree.
Long.
No, typically me and Dave butt heads right there. I agreed with
that. That's true. It's a rare moment where you, where are you on this? I mean, last couple of days, content king. Kirky content, as I said today. I mean, what else can I do?
Yeah, it's like you're applying for a job, I feel like.
I mean, I'm just trying to help out. I'm here for a couple of days just trying to help out. I went at Roger Goodell.
And I gave you the credit you
which
so
you would never do.
Deserve.
I went face-to-face with the guy.
I never do.
Oh, yeah, it happened yet.
Let me tell you this.
Told me you were a pussy.
Let me give you a little professional courtesy, because I do like you, Kirk. The question I asked in that spot.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm actually curious to hear this.
To loosen up, how do you feel about Peyton wearing the Barstool Sports clown shirt to mock you?
But I think you're wrong there, because I think he would.
Oh, I know I'm right.
He would have been full asshole, right?
That's what you want, though.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly not asshole to you.
I thought about doing afterwards. I was thinking of doing the thing where it's like, good. I'm just saying, I want to do the hey, Mr. Commissioner. You know, I have a friend of mine who really loves football. He's a really big fan of yours. He's a really good guy. He's been a fan of yours from the start. Butter up. Is it okay if we FaceTime? You just say hello to him. And it was going to be you.
Yeah, but he'd never do that.
Well, why not? If you kiss his ass, I think he's the kind of guy, if you suck up to him, he'll throw you a little treat.
I don't think he would have recognized you. I thought you were on his enemy list.
It's a good point.
You have a face that I
would
trust.
But the sweat was like
you just
hard from running. Yeah.
Right.
Kurt Minahan inherently has a I don't trust you face.
You don't trust me?
No, like if you just crept up, I would never think you're trying to be nice if you just approached with a periscope.
Right.
Tommy's nodding. It's true. Riggs, I mean, look at his face.
I don't think it's disputable. I'm not arguing this. But this is my job.
But so, like, hey, I got a friend who wants. You're not that guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm about to ambush you.
But he immediately knows you're not a friend.
Correct.
Yeah. But you have that distinct vibe about you that you don't come in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's the reason. But it's amazing to me that this guy just walks around and the rest of the media are such a bunch of pussies that they don't ever ask him any questions. They're like, oh, once a year, we can ask questions for an hour.
Yeah.
You see Goodell walking around the Marriott Marquis and you're whoever.
You know why? They don't want to end up on an outpost in Buckhead banned from life. That's their job.
Well, I would much rather do that than be like, you know, yeah, hey, Mr. Commissioner, you know, the games in Mexico last year were awesome. Will they be as awesome this year?
Yeah, but you say that.
I mean, what kind of man or woman asked that question?
Yeah, but you say that. I've seen you get down on your knees to suck Tom Brady's dick before with
first
EI
of all,
because he
first
was a
of all,
fan of the program.
First of all, there was very little shaft involved.
There was enough. But the real point is sometimes when you work for the man, you have to follow their rules. Nobody, these stations are so petrified of Goodell, they don't want to be. They don't want to be us. They don't want to be. It works for us, but it may not work for them.
I guess, but I mean, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I saw him, and maybe some people wouldn't attack. I've attacked to put my life on the line. Yes. Do I have serious?
I appreciate it.
Do I have serious injury? Yeah, I do.
Listen, I appreciate it. I'm surprised you didn't. The next level would have been to be full wrap here. Like, you know, like.
I thought you were going to come in a sling.
Yeah.
I should have done that?
Bloodstained.
Yeah. That's a sling on my rib?
Just like, yeah, no, overplayed.
Like bandage it. Like you see the right players after the game. You
yeah.
Kind of like that. But I appreciate it. You've been making great content.
Well, what thank
else?
You, Dave.
What else has the Kurt Minahan tour been doing today?
Well, what else am I supposed to do? I rested on my laurels after that.
No, you went for a run and you did a 30-second Periscope. That what else have you done all
that? That was run number one. I did my second run later on.
Were you any more interviews today? I saw you outside of EEI. You said they ignored you.
I had a confrontation of some kind with some people at EEI, but it was fine. It's difficult for me, somebody who's kind of going through what I'm going through, to see my old show here. While I'm totally by myself.
Yeah.
Like I'm eating pizza by myself.
You're a loner, a loser.
Well, I mean,
I love you. You're ours.
I'd say you're a loner. You're not a loser. Yeah.
No. Well, we welcome with open arms here. But
I mean, I could have hung out with you guys.
But yeah.
Well, we like loners and losers.
Well, like Tommy, I think, said he saw you at Panera the other day by yourself. Yeah. He didn't even say hello.
You didn't say hello to me.
No, I said hello. I got on the back line. I thought, oh shit, we're gonna have to talk for a couple minutes. I barely knew you.
I offered to buy a drink though.
Well, I had Dave's cards.
Well, I'm just saying, I wasn't like, you know, I saw him again today, by the way.
It was nice.
You didn't see me, I don't think. And I did the.
Where, like, at Panera?
Yeah, you were there again today.
Oh, yeah.
So was I.
I do that when
I really like him. Nice, but it's like, you know, it's.
I know that.
It's the worst person is someone you kind of know. If you know someone well, it's.
We haven't made that. We haven't had that connection.
Yeah, I like you, but I mean, I don't want to make small talk with you for 5 minutes on Panera.
Because what are we going to talk about? You know, like.
Nothing.
Right. It's the most awkward thing there
is.
Heard it's cold in Chicago. That would be a conversation.
People are.
Rough and Rowdy's tomorrow. Right,
Rough and Rowdy. Rough and Rowdy is the weigh-in is actually later today. We're gonna have Matt. That was a good segue. We're gonna have Marty Mush and what's his face?
Matt Brown.
And then
tough look for Matt Brown to be what's his face right before the fight.
That's not a good sign.
No.
What's his face first? Marty Mush, and then we have Chef versus the Internet Guy. So those weigh-ins will be happening tonight at the Ivy. After tomorrow's the last day at the Ivy, and then. You know, you enjoy the weekend. You're going home, right?
I'm going home. I won't be here tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Neither will I. I will be at Rough and Rowdy calling the fights.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I work 24-7, sort of an inspiration to a lot. Look, Carabas just came out because he has a crush on you.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Where's Jesus. Kirk? Where's Kirk? That's what Jared Carabas does. Where's Kirk? I want to see Kirk.
Oh, I find him pictures. So lacking in charisma and intelligence, though. Like, there's an emptiness in those eyes. Look at that. See what I'm saying?
He doesn't know you're talking.
And his eyes are so close that you know there's not a lot of intelligence.
Look at me. I'm Robbins. I like baseball.
Yeah. Like, they almost hit each other. They're so, you know?
It's tough. You know that Kirk's roasting you right now. Yeah. Oh, he said you're not well, so he took a depression suicide shot.
Oh, that's a mental health shot?
I heard Kirk said that I was mediocre, which was a compliment, because Kirk hates everyone. So if he says you're mediocre, that means you're doing all right.
And I think you're proving it so far here with this. Why you have a microphone?
I don't know. I was just handing a mic. I wasn't talking. You were talking about
Jordy
me, Kirk.
Did Jordy have a show today?
Do your show,
Did Jordy have a
I
show
already
today?
Did my show. I mean, I'm Jesus. Out here with the people. Taking pictures with
Are you okay? Are you okay that David Price has a new number now? Is that all right?
It's 10 after the podcast that you've been on three times. You're a three-time son of a bitch on section 10. All right? So shut the fuck up. Do
that
your
podcast
show.
Is still on.
Thing.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Jared, you're not really with the people when you're on the restricted side of the fence. Just
it's a good point.
It's a fair point.
Yeah, it is a fair point.
Have a good show, guys.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.
So all right. we got Nate Boyer coming on after the break.
Yep. That was a special.
Now, there's a guy who's actually done something.
What?
Green Beret, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's physically the same as me today. My fucking rib. You think he's gone through something
like
that?
He's actually, you know, you're just a radio, like, wannabe.
Who got assaulted today by a guy who goes to SoulCycle 5 days a week.
I actually appreciate that because I don't like him. I do. I appreciate. I credit you.
Isn't SoulCycle more harder than running?
Yeah.
CrossFit's the worst.
Oh.
Yeah. I do some of that.
Yeah. I got cucked by SoulCycle, so. I don't like that.
I've heard that story.
Yeah, I got cucked hard.
You big time cuck.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
Yeah. All right.
As cucked as it gets.
We got Nate Boyer coming up next. I'm talking about cucking. Probably a good time to go to break.